Have you ever like read something online or in a paper and been like, hold on, did a human actually write this or is this like AI just going
Oh,
nuts?
yeah, solely.
It's getting harder and harder to tell these days,
It
right?
really is, especially as AI gets more sophisticated.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. How do we even know when something is truly human thought anymore?
Right. Like, what does that even mean now with AI in the picture?
Well, luckily for us, some seriously smart people are all over this, and we've got this amazing research paper here.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's called A Framework for Evidencing the Origins of Authentic Human Thought Within a Context of Generative AI.
Wow. Okay, that's a mouthful.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, it's got some truly mind-blowing ideas in it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, break it down for us.
So, like, it starts by pointing out the flaws in those, like, quick AI detection tests.
You mean the ones that are just like, yep, AI wrote this.
Exactly. They only look at the finished product, you know?
Right. It's like they totally skip the whole thinking part.
It's like if you tried to judge how good of a cook someone was, but you only got to taste the food at the very end.
Exactly. You'd miss out on their whole process, how they actually think about flavor, their
Few
techniques.
years of experience,
Yeah,
right? You
totally.
wouldn't really know if they were actually a master chef or just like good at following a recipe.
Exactly. It's a difference between understanding versus just like parroting back information.
Okay, so how does this framework we're talking about, how does it say we should figure out if something's actually human made?
So it comes down to what they call ideas in motion.
Ooh, I like that. Sounds dynamic.
It is. It's the idea that real human thought isn't like a snapshot. It's more like a film.
Okay, so like a process that unfolds.
You got it. And to prove that process happened, they say you got to see three key
All
things.
right, I'm ready. Give me the three things.
Think of it like building a house, you know,
Yeah.
you need a solid foundation first.
Okay, the core idea.
Exactly. They call that the original thesis statement, which it doesn't mean it's like never been thought of ever before.
Just something new to this conversation.
That's it. It's got to be a fresh take or angle, but within the context of what's being talked about.
So original, but like situationally.
Exactly. They
Yeah.
call it contextual originality. What's groundbreaking in one area might be obvious somewhere else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like discovering a new element is way different than finding a new way to make a grilled cheese. But both are original in their own right.
Okay, so original thesis, that's our foundation. What's next?
All right, so you've got your foundation. Now you need the walls to like hold everything up.
Okay, so this is about backing up that core idea.
You got it. This is the original defense part.
Right.
Anyone can say an idea, but can you actually support it in your own unique way?
So, like, two people could have the same thesis, but their arguments would be totally different based on their own experiences and knowledge.
Exactly. This is where all that comes out, your thought process, your reasoning, all those little things that make your perspective yours.
I love that. So, it's not just about what you know, but how you connect the dots.
Right, those aha
Yeah.
moments, but like unique to your brain, you know?
So cool. And what's the last thing, the final piece of the puzzle?
Okay, so we got the foundation, the walls. Now we need that personal touch that truly makes this house yours.
Ooh, so this is where our own personal style comes in.
Bingo. This is the unique writing style part.
Okay, so like how I might say something versus how you might say it.
Yes. But it goes even deeper than that. It's not just about like word choice. It's about the rhythm of your sentences, how you structure your arguments, those subtle choices that make your writing yours, you
So
know?
it's like a fingerprint. Every person's writing has its own.
Exactly. No two are exactly alike.
That's such a cool way to think about it, because even if an AI could like copy my style for one thing, it couldn't copy how my style evolves over time
Yeah.
or all those little shifts in thinking and expression that happen naturally, which makes sense why this framework says that origin story is so important.
Oh, yeah, huge.
That whole thought process that happens before you even start writing a single word.
Totally. The brainstorming, the dead ends, the moments where you're like, wait a minute, what
The
if?
stuff people usually don't see, right?
Right. And to get at that, they ask four really specific questions that are all about uncovering that human element.
Okay, hit me with them. I got to know what these questions are.
First one, they're like, why is this thesis, this core idea, why is it important? But not just like in general, but why does it matter to you, the writer, like personally?
Because what motivates me to write about something might be totally different from what motivates
Right. Exactly. An AI might be able to figure out the general importance of something,
you.
But it wouldn't have that same, like, personal connection.
Totally, because we all have our own reasons for caring about the things we care about.
Okay, what's the next question?
Okay, so then they're like, all right, what do you already know about this? Like, what's your existing knowledge base?
Because two people could write about the same topic, but their writing would be informed by completely different sets of knowledge and experiences, right?
You got it. And this is how you start to see those unique perspectives emerge.
This is so fascinating. Okay, what's the next question? What else do they ask?
Okay, so then to dig even deeper, they ask, what's your connection to this? Like, what's your personal stake in all of this?
It's like that saying, write what you know, but it's even more than that, right? It's like, write what you feel.
Yes,
exactly. What resonates with you on a deeper level?
I love that. Okay, give me the last question. I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right, the final and maybe most important question they ask is, how did your brain get to this idea?
I love that. Because nobody thinks in a straight line.
No one. And this is where they really try to unpack that messy, nonlinear process of human thought.
So they're looking for those detours and unexpected connections that AI could never replicate.
Exactly. It's all about the journey of getting there.
So how do we actually measure all of this? It still feels kind of abstract.
Don't worry, that's where it gets even more interesting. They have a whole system for this. It's not just about like following a straight line from point A to point B. It's about all the twists and turns in between.
It's like they're saying, show us the messy thought map you made to get here.
Exactly. And those thought maps are going to be different for every single person.
Okay, so that makes sense. But how do we actually measure all this? It feels very, like, conceptual so far.
Okay, so it's not just a yes or no answer. Like, yep, a human definitely wrote this. Or, nope, definitely AI.
There's nuance.
Tons. They've got this whole system that's more about, like, degrees of authenticity.
So like a sliding scale of how human something sounds?
Yeah, exactly. They have categories like highly authentic, moderately authentic.
Okay, so like definitely human, but maybe they had some AI help along the way.
Exactly. They even have potentially AI enhanced, which I think is really interesting because it acknowledges that AI can be a tool to help us think better.
Right. It's not about like AI versus humans. It's more like, are we using these tools responsibly and transparently?
Exactly. It's about agency, too. Like, are we the ones driving or are we just letting the AI take the wheel?
Which brings me back to that writing fingerprint thing we were talking about earlier. If this framework is all about recognizing those fingerprints, couldn't AI just learn how to fake them?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Like, how good can AI get at replicating not just the style, but the actual thought process behind it?
Okay, so say AI does get that good, then what? What happens to our definition of original thought?
That, my friend, is the even bigger question this all leads to.
Right. Like, if AI can pump out stuff that seems completely human, are we going to have to totally rethink what we even mean by original?
I think so, yeah. It really throws a wrench into things, doesn't it?
Totally. Because, like, if a machine can crank out original work, what does that even mean for human creativity? Does it, like, devalue it?
That's the big question, right? And the paper doesn't pretend to have all the answers.
It's more about starting the right conversations, I guess.
Exactly. It's about giving us the tools to ask the right questions, not just jumping to conclusions. Like, instead of getting hung up on, did a human make this? Mm-hmm. We should be asking, what's the story behind this idea?
Oh, I like that. Focusing on the process more than the product.
Exactly. Looking for those personal connections, that messy human journey that AI might not ever be able to fully replicate, even if the end result looks similar on paper.
Yeah, like what makes this thing feel human, even if we can't quite put our finger on why?
Totally. And maybe that's what we need to start valuing more as AI gets better at mimicking us. Not just the what, but the how.
It's almost like AI is forcing us to rediscover what makes us special. Our own weird way of thinking.
Right, like all those quirks and flaws and moments of pure chaotic inspiration.
This has honestly been so eye-opening. We started out trying to figure out if something was human or AI, and now it feels like we're questioning the whole idea of creativity itself.
It's true. Because like you said, AI is getting so good at blurring the lines, so it's pushing us to figure out what those lines even mean anymore.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and diving into this with me. This has been amazing.
This is so fun. Thanks for having me.
And to everyone listening, as you're going about your day, encountering new ideas, reading articles, listening to music even, take a second to think about what makes those things feel distinctly human to you. Where do you see those fingerprints of the mind at work? Because the answers to those questions, they matter more now than ever. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.